Gardaí have confirmed that they are assessing correspondence received in relation to the leaking of documentation on a GP contract by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. RTE News understands that the then Minister for Health, Simon Harris, has given a statement to Gardaí on the matter. In a statement, the Gardaí say, "An Garda Síochána has received correspondence which is currently being assessed to determine what, if any, Garda action is required, and An Garda Síochána has no further comment at this time." Our political reporter, Mary Regan, is with us. Mary, what's the background to this story?
Yes, Gavin, this has been a controversial episode really for this government, lasting 4 months now, and probably the biggest controversy really in the career of the now Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Last November, he told the Dáil that he had back in April 2019 given a copy of an agreement between the state and the Irish Medical Organisation in relation to a GP contract to Matthew O'Toole, who was then at the time president of a rival GP's organisation, the National Association of General Practitioners. Now, after the leaking of the document was reported in Village magazine in November, there was a period of public controversy about it, and there was a confidence motion in the Taoiseach in the Dáil. Now, he gave a statement at the time. He apologised. He said he was only acting in the interest of getting the contract passed and getting buy-in from all GPs on it. And there were some questions put to him in the Dáil at the time, based on what was reported in Village magazine, around whether his actions were in keeping with the Official Secrets Act. And he told the Dáil at the time that ministers were authorised to release official information. He said, "If the Taoiseach doesn't have the power to authorise the release of official information, then I don't quite know who does." And he said, "I don't think anyone honestly believes that this was some sort of official or state secret."
OK, so what's happened now and what's been the reaction?
Well, the Gardaí have confirmed now that they are looking into the matter. A spokesperson told RTÉ News that An Garda Síochána has received correspondence which is currently being assessed to determine what, if any, Garda action is required. So it seems it's very preliminary assessment at this stage rather than something like a full investigation. And there were reports in the Irish Daily Mirror yesterday that a senior minister was interviewed as part of the Gardaí's assessment. Now, it's my understanding that the minister for Health at the time, Simon Harris, he did give a written statement to Gardaí voluntarily, and this was done as part of the Garda efforts to establish, you know, if any further action required. There is no suggestion in any way of any wrongdoing on the part of Simon Harris, who was Health Minister at the time. Now, neither Simon Harris nor Minister Varadkar have been available to comment on this, on what is a Garda matter. Ultimately, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, however, who has been pursuing this issue for the best part of 4 months now in the Dáil, he said that the fact that this is being looked at by Gardaí highlights the seriousness of the matter.
Mary, thank you. That's our political reporter, Mary Regan.